Blog Talk Radio.
And blessings to everyone that is tuning in throughout this world and on this earth to the Black Box Show, this self-improvement show, this personal development show, dealing with self and no one else. I thank you for tuning in all over the world, listeners in the U.S. and overseas. I thank you for tuning in at 8 a.m. Central Time. I thank you to tune in to hear about this topic entitled Choices. Choices. What choices do we have? We have choices that we can choose from that will help us, that will harm us, that will inspire us or expire us. The choices we make in life. And I'm going to get right into it. But I just wanted to take the time right now and pray that for those that are going through something in life, your family members that are going through something in life, I pray that the Creator will help you to get through it. I pray that the Creator will help you to overcome the obstacles, the opposition. And I pray that the Creator will heal your wounds, relieve your pains, and solve your problems. I pray that the Creator will accept the prayers that you bring to Him and answer your prayers accordingly to the way you want things to reflect and how you want things to be. Getting into this topic, choices. Do you know that life is what we make it to be? Regardless to whom or what, many people, they hold other people accountable for the things that they are experiencing right now. It can be attraction. It can be opportunities. It can be success or prosperity. It can be health. And also it can deal with life in general. And the choices that we have clamped on and say, this is me because this is the way my mother was. This is the way my father was. So I must live the same life. I must do the same as they have done or still doing. Choices. Choices. Some of us have been molested. Some of us have been abused, have been misused by women and men. And we have not yet found a way to forgive those that violated us. Some may say it's impossible for me to forgive those that took advantage of me. It's impossible for me to accept their forgiveness when they have came to me, when they have reached out to me, for me to say what was whatever was in my heart to say, whatever was in my mind to say, and we didn't. And that's why the power of forgiveness will put us in a place to be blessed abundantly. Some may say, well, Roosevelt, Muhammad, that sounds so simple. That sounds so easy. Well, Roosevelt, Muhammad, want to ask you, how long you been holding on to the pain that you witnessed as a child, as a teenager, as an adult in your early life? How long you been holding on to the way people have treated you verbally and physically? And I want to ask you what you've been holding on to by others violating you. And I'm not saying it was right for them to do that. No, it was wrong. And I'm going to tell you why they did what they did. Because many people, they spend most time treating the effect of the issues and spend much lesser time to find out the cause why the disease took place, why things took place that was overwhelming. Now we have to go to the cause of it. What caused these people to molest you? What caused these people to abuse you? What caused these people to deceive you and misuse you? Now, getting back to holding on to pain, when you look at the time span, when you look at the first time you experienced this pain that you are holding on to right now, and some of you are dealing with more than one pain, what have that done for you from the time it started up until now? What have that done for you? Did you start achieving something and you stop? Did you have ideas in your mind to be creative, to be an inventor, and you said to yourself, I'm not qualified, it's not for me? Did you turn down an opportunity that will put yourself and your family in a better place, and you said no? Did you run people away from you that was there to help you, and in your mind you was entertaining they must be up to something because they do not really care about me, they do not love me still right now, in the same position we stuck? We stuck when the pain first affected us in the 1970s, in the 1980s, in the 1990s, in the early 2000s, up until now, we still experiencing this. And some have even experienced pain in the 1950s, in the 1960s, and still holding on to these pains. We went to the place of worship. We've been going to the place wherever we worship at. We have heard the word of the Creator, and the pain is still living in us. But the place of worship supposed to be a healing center. If you're not being healed nor helped at that place where you go and worship it, you need to leave that place. Because what it does, it distracts you from being, doing, and having what you truly want. And that's why I'm not connected to no organized religion. I believe what I believe, and I continue to live my life. Because organized religion will confine you, will restrict you. You will not be able to show and share your true talent with others that's a part of that organization, whatever the organization may be. Because I'm going to tell you something. You say, well, why you, would you get something against, why you got something against organizations? The problem in organizations, people that are in authority, in a place of position, they hold a certain position, they can say yes or no to a beautiful ideal that the Creator gave you. And they can say, no, we ain't interested. No, it ain't time right now. And you leave that room, you get off that phone, and you feel bad. I'm talking from experience. I fellowship with those that are like-minded with me. That's the journey I'm on right now. It doesn't matter if a person is a Christian, is a Buddhist, is a Muslim, Jew, whatever they may be. If they are like-minded, my mind is in alignment with the same mind that they are carrying. Not saying my mind have to look like they mind physically, but the thoughts that they are entertaining in their mind and what they want while they are living and the things that they want to achieve and how they feel about themselves and what they want truly for themselves and their family and their community, I can hold a conversation with these people. I'm not looking at the outside color. I'm not caught up in nobody's outside complexion, whether you white, whether you black, whether you pale, whatever your skin complexion may be, is not the skin complexion. See, I had to break away from that too. Everything you hearing from this show, I have witnessed. And I have experienced this for a long time. So how can a person be consistent when they comparing themselves with others? You cannot be consistent to achieve no goals if you comparing your life with other people. Saying to yourself, if it was them, they'll do it like this. If it was them, they'll do it like that. How do we know that? How do we know that? See, assumption. When we begin to assume what other people would do and we have something on hand that we must answer properly, and we assume that they would do it like this, we miss out a lot of times because we make comparison with our life with other people's lives. And that's why a lot of us, having achieved what we truly wanted to achieve in life, because we have deceived our own selves. If we truly be honest today, and we look at the things that we have written down, the vision boards that we have created, the prayers that we have said, we didn't make them decisions because we was comfortable with them. We made decisions comparing what others would do, comparing ourselves with others, thinking that they would do this. We don't know what they would have done in our situation with the case on hand. And then when we move out entertaining the thought that this man, this woman, they would handle it like this, and we get the results back, and the results, not the results that we was expecting, it make us sad. It hurt our feelings. And we put it off to the side and say, you know what? I ain't going to even go there no more. I've done put all my effort to bring this into manifestation. But in truth, we didn't put all of our effort in it. We put all what others that we were thinking that they would do with that situation, with that matter, with that opportunity. So when the idea come to Roosevelt Muhammad mind to do something positive and something powerful, the thought come up in my mind. I'm giving you an example. The thought come up in my mind about John. Well, you know, if John, if he had this opportunity, he would do it like this. He would do it like that. And here goes something else that pops up in our mind. Well, John, he wouldn't accept it. John, he would do it like this. And you know what? I feel John. See how we put people in place, feeling that they will feel the way we feel, that they will think the way we think. That's a fairy tale. That's a fairy tale. That genie that come out that lamp, that vase, your wish is my command, that's a fairy tale. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. He didn't say, as a man thinking like John, so is he. Like Betty, so is her. And all these other people that we entertain in our mind, especially when we say, you know what, I ain't going to do that because James, he may laugh at me if I do that. Joanne, she may talk about me if I do that. So we entertain these people in our mind. We entertain the thoughts that cause us to continue to go on in life being the same way in 2016 like we was in 2015. Now, 2016 is almost over with. We can make a difference. We can make a powerful impact. We can take massive action right now. Now, getting to why the people molested you, abused you, deceived you, and misused you. Most of the people do the things that they do out of ignorance. Those people that did this to you, it was done to them. Now, you may say, well, I ain't got nothing to do with what was done to them. I'm telling you. People that violate other people, people that are negative, people that refuse to change for the better, they have been genetically and environmentally programmed. If I hung out with those that are pedophiles, that are rapists, if I hung out with them, I'm going to become them. Either I'm going to convert them to be righteous, to be lawful, or they're going to convert me. It's a spiritual warfare. It's not a physical warfare. We are spiritual beings living in a physical body. The real world is within the physical body. Now, people will laugh at this because what? People will only laugh at something that they don't understand. And that's called ignorance, having the lack of knowledge. But the real world is within the physical body, the temple of the Creator, because the real church, the real mosque, the real synagogue is where we live. That's why Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within us. We don't have no reason to look at the sky. If the kingdom is within us, the Creator, He lives in us. But we have unconsciously deny the Creator within us to grow in us, to develop within us. A lot of my own family don't even understand me. See, if you caught up with Roosevelt from the 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s, the early 2000s, even 2015, you done lost me. I didn't lose you because I'm steady swimming upstream. I'm steady evolving. I'm not here on the earth to waste time. And many of us, we have just been wasting time. Constantly doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results that doesn't make us feel good. You still got little money saved up. Still have to scratch your head and find ways to get loans from the bank to start whatever business you want. I'm going to tell you something. If you do not hit them brakes in your life and do a self-inventory check, stay out of other people's business. That's the main thing. Stay out of other people's business. That's why other people whose business we get in,
They continue to have what we say we want because we're causing them to receive those blessings by the thoughts that we entertain in our mind. That's why the mind is a terrible thing to waste. But when we begin to be honest with ourselves and say, you know what? No matter how it may hurt me, but I done wasted 15 years being a robot. I done wasted 15 years deceiving myself. I have wasted majority of my life putting other people before me. I done even made man and woman and material things to be my God. I done gave out more money helping other people than I have put on myself, that I have invested in myself. I'm going to tell her something. It's one thing to look good on the outside. But how do you feel within? You can look pretty from head to feet. But if that's all you got going on for yourself, and you still living paycheck to paycheck, you still hoping and praying that somebody will give you some money to pay your bills, to get out of debt, to start your business, you're going to be right where you are in 2017. A resolution is not January the 1st. One day, a resolution is every day. Every day we have to focus in the resolution to make our life to be better than it was the day that has passed away. See, we have choices. We have choices to live. We have choices to die. We have choices to prosper. We have choices to lose. We have choices if we want to beg somebody. That's all you want, a buck for luck. That's all you want is $100. That's all you want is $1,000. Wow. Wow. That's all you want is to live in an apartment. That's all you want is just to make enough money just to get by. Those are the choices you're going to continue to make. Let us take heed and know that life is what we make it to be. And learn right now how to forgive those that violated you. See, it's on them. Whether they recognize the wrong that they have done to you, that's on them. Look, you're not going to make it. And I did it myself. You're not going to make it throwing stone for stone, fighting fire against fire. Let your God handle your issues and stop taking matters into your own hand. May the Creator bless us with the light of understanding, with the spirit of Him that we can start this journey, this spiritual journey, this journey of success, this road of prosperity and good health. May the Creator bless you and your family with the light of understanding and the spirit of Him, and to start loving ourselves, because self-love is the best love, regardless to whom or what. Peace, happiness, prosperity, wealth, and good health to you all, no matter what.